For Adris Mahmud, looking after an extended family of nine in Jakarta is getting tough.
I have some problem. My family is already here, and I have my wife. I don't know what I'm doing.
The 24-year-old Somali refugee isn't allowed to work here, his children can't go to school, and he's considering one last option.
By boat. If I not have anything, I go by boat. Already I go by boat, inshallah.
He was outside the UN Refugee Agency building where we'd come to meet another Somali man called Hussein. Instead, a man called Muhammad Abdurrahman was waiting for us.
What has happened to Hussein?
Hussein is already got boat to Australia. I don't know, he's already arrived there.
Muhammad tells us that Hussein went by boat because he knew that Somalians aren't being accepted by Australia as refugees from overseas, but he's not the only one. Muhammad thinks about 80 other Somali refugees and asylum seekers have left Indonesia by boat in the past 2 months.
The last 2 months.
Muhammad Abdurrahman has been granted UN refugee status and has been trying to get resettled for 3 years. But like Hussein, he's been told not to bother applying to Australia because it doesn't want to take Africans.
What has the UNHCR told you about Australia's policy on resettling people from Africa?
They just told us that Australia don't want to take Somali. It's African, but especially Somali.
He says the UNHCR's case officers told the Somalian community here in Jakarta that Australia doesn't want them. Muhammad says that refugees from Somalia are human too, and the only difference between them and other refugees is skin colour. He's asked if they're being discriminated against on the basis of being black.
My friend is from other country, come here and go to Australia so fast.
The UNHCR wouldn't confirm or deny that Australia isn't willing to accept African refugees. In an email, a spokeswoman for the Jakarta office said, "I'm sorry, but we're not able to answer your questions. I suggest you direct your questions to the Government of Australia." The Australian Immigration Department spokesman Sandy Logan wasn't available for an interview, and his office indicated the minister would handle the inquiry. But a spokeswoman for the Immigration Minister, Brendan O'Connor, said he wouldn't be available for an interview either. The ABC's awaiting a response to some emailed questions. Back in Jakarta, Muhammad Abdurrahman says he's heard Australian politicians urging refugees not to get on boats, but if he can't apply for protection through the so-called regular process, there's little option left.
The only option I have to go is a boat, and a boat is dangerous for me. Already my friend got a boat. That is not good for us. It's dangerous for us, 100% dangerous. I need a safe way to go to Australia.
Of the 2,000 UN-recognised refugees currently waiting in Indonesia, 234 are from Somalia. There are also about 8,000 registered asylum seekers here hoping to get refugee status, a process that can take years.